Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pete Stanisek. Batting second. The right fielder, Keith Hughes. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jay Tibbs. And now, play ball. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stanisek. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Lansford moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Hughes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hassey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanisek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Keith Hughes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Kennedy to Ripken and they have Baylor trapped. The throw over to Murray, who applies the tag for the out. 1 out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbard hits a fly ball into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Stanisek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stanisek is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanisek hits a line drive towards short. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first, with Tibbs covering, for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Hughes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Keith Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 0 for 1 in the game. Shue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weiss moves to second. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stanisek is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanisek takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Stanisek. The throw from Hasse and he is safe. Stanisek steals second. Keith Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stanisek scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hughes moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Parker moves to second. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hasse is 0 for 2 in the game. Hasse hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parker moves to third. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shue is 0-for-2 in the game. Shue hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Orsolac now playing left field. Doug Jennings pinch hits for Glenn Hubbard. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jennings strikes out. 1 out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lansford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing second base. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsolac batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Orsolac hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Keith Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes hits a line drive towards short. Weiss catches it and throws to first to double up Orsolac. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Nidenfuhr now pitching. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Canseco moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Nidenfuhr covering. It's a double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Murray strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Parker. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Shue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shue takes first base on ball 4. Sheets moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Sheets trying to get to home. Canseco throws the ball into Hasse, who tags Sheets, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Shue moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing third base. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hasse is 0 for 3 in the game. Hasse strikes out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knight in fewer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Stan Javier pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.